The second reading is from 2 Kings chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Now Naaman was a commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded, because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram. He was a valiant soldier, but he had leprosy. Now bands of raiders from Aram had gone out and had taken captives a young girl from Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her, "Mistress, is only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." Naaman went to his master and told him that the girl from Israel had said, "By all means, go," the king of Aram said. "I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So Naaman left, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of clothing. The letter that he took to the king of Israel read, "With this letter I am sending my servant Naaman to you, so that you may cure him of his leprosy." As soon as the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his robes and said, "Am I God? Can I kill and bring back to life? Why does this fellow send someone to me to be cured of his leprosy? So how he is trying to pick a fight or quarrel with me." When Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his robes, he said him his message, "Why have you torn your robes? Has the man come to me, and he will know that there is a prophet in Israel?" So Naaman went with his horses and chariots and stopped at the door of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to say to him, "Go, wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored and you will be cleansed." But Naaman went away angry and said, "I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, wave his hand over the spot and cure me of my leprosy. Are not Abana and Phapha, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Couldn't I wash in them and be cleansed?" So he returned and went off in a rage. Naaman's servants went to him and said, "My father is the prophet, had told you to do great things. Would you not have done it? How much more then when he tells you, wash and be cleansed?" So he went down to and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, as the man of God had told him. And his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy. Then Naaman and all his attendants went back to the man of God. He stood before him and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all of the world except in Israel. So please accept my gift from your servant."